Directions to Saturn. Take Route 1 about 10 miles south of Presque Isle, Maine. Find the potato farm right next to the Christmas tree farm. Look up and, well, you can't miss it. The planet itself is about 4.5 feet in diameter. It's located about 9.7 miles from the sun, which is located inside the Northern Maine Museum of Science at the University of Maine at Presque Isle. This is all part of what may be the world's largest scale model of the solar system. It's the brainchild of Kevin McCartney, a geology professor at the University of Maine, and he joins us now from, well, where else? From Saturn. Good to have you on the program.
How you doing?
Tell us about this project. Exactly what is it?
Well, it's a scale model of the solar system set on the scale of 1 mile is equal to an astronomical unit. Astronomical unit is 93 million miles. That's the distance from the Earth to the sun. So we have set at that scale the planets, seven moons, and the sun, all at scale distances and diameters.
Now, all of the other models of the solar system any of us have ever seen, you know, grossly underrepresent the distance between the planets, and as they always make the planets too big, don't they?
They usually use two scales because to show the distance between the planets in a hallway or on a hiking trail, you have to, at that scale, the planets would be too small to easily see, so they blow up the size of the planet. So they have the planets then at a different scale.
Now, where are some of the other planets? For example, where's Venus?
Venus is at the Budget Traveler Motor Lodge. That's 7/10 of an astronomical unit, 7/10 of a mile from the sun at the Northern Maine Museum of Science.
And 3/10 of a mile further away, where is the Earth?
The Earth is 3/10 of an astronomical unit. That is a mile from the sun. At the Percy's Auto Sales. They sell Jeeps and other cars.
Now, how long does it take to travel for the entire solar system there?
Well, if you're traveling at 60 miles an hour, the distance from the sun to Pluto is about 40 miles, so you can do it in about 2/3 of an hour. By the way, in doing that, you're traveling well faster than the speed of light. The speed of light in the scale is modeled to be 7 miles an hour.
Now, are people slowing down? This is by a highway, and we can hear some of the cars going past you there. Are people slowing down to take looks at all of this?
Everybody seems to be establishing eye contact with me, slowing down. Sometimes you hear horns go off and stuff like that. And while I've been sitting here for the last 20, 30 minutes, three cars have piled out and gazed up at Saturn from about where I'm standing. We have a nice little parking lot for people to pull over.
Now, given the alternate pronunciations, did you have to convince somebody to accept the planet Uranus?
We call it Uranus.
That's what we call it, too, on the radio, but there's a lot of eighth-grade year boys who call it something else.
Maybe so.
Now, there's an official unveiling of this great model, all of which was built by volunteers, right?
This is built by the community of Northern Maine, literally hundreds of people. We've got something like a percentage of the total population of Northern Maine working on some aspect of this model, including 12 regional schools in our area, lots and lots of people, and it's been done on no money.
What is Saturn made of?
Saturn is made of steel and fiberglass. It's 10 feet across the rings. It's hanging above me about 15 feet above ground on a steel post set into a large concrete pyramidal base with a bench around it, set into a foundation and a parking lot.
Well, I know that there's a big ceremony out there on Saturday. Senator Collins is going to be there and a bunch of other officials, from the Planetary Society and NASA. But we appreciate your taking the time to drive out to Saturn today to give us a preview.
It's been wonderful, and I wish you were here.
I wish I was there, too. Kevin McCartney is a geology professor at the University of Maine at Presque Isle, and he joined us from Saturn along Route 1 in northern Maine. There are other models of the universe. Monty Python presented this one in The Meaning of Life.
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all.